Welcome to the LTE TV studio. Today is a great day to practice our English together. My name is Katie. I'm one of your teachers.
And my name is Peter. I'm your other teacher here. On Saturdays, we review our lessons from the week. This week, we talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, we learned about April Fool's Day and Children's Day. Do you remember when those holidays are?
And we also talked about Jim's son's new pet. What a week! All right, everyone, let's take a look at all those lessons together.
Hi, Taylor. Do you know any magicians?
No, I don't, Jim. Why do you want a magician?
My son's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks. I want a magician to do tricks at his party.
Fun! Kids love magic.
Yeah, they do. So I need to find a magician, but where can I find a magician?
Look online. That's the best way to find one.
Are you still looking for a magician, Jim?
Yes. I looked online and I couldn't find any. There aren't many magicians around.
Why don't you do a few magic tricks?
Me?
Sure. You could learn a few simple tricks. You could make a coin disappear.
I doubt it. Besides, I don't have enough time. The party is a week from Saturday.
Hi, Susie. Do you know any magicians?
Actually, I do.
You do? Great! Who?
Me. I can do some magic tricks. Years ago, I did magic for kids' parties.
Susie, you can save my life!
I can?
Yes.Please come and do some magic tricks at my son's birthday party. It's a week from Saturday.
Okay, I can do that. Hi, Abby. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Sure. I didn't know you did magic tricks.
I used to do them a lot, but I'm a little out of practice.
Okay, show me a trick.
Wait, I think I see something behind your ear.
Hey, that was pretty cool. How did you do that?
I can't tell you. It's a magician's secret.
I hear you're putting on a magic show.
Yes. I'm going to do a few tricks for Jim's son's birthday party.
Will you pull a rabbit out of a hat?
No, I don't have a rabbit.
So, what kind of tricks will you do?
I'll make things appear and disappear. I'll show you.
That was great!
Can you do any card tricks?
Sure. I'll show you one. Hi, Alex. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Sure.
Give me a $10 bill.
Okay. Here you go.
I'll fold it up, put it in my hand.
Hey, my money is gone. You made it disappear.
I did. Do you want me to make it appear?
Please. And can you make something else disappear?
Sure. What?
Make all my work disappear. What are you doing, Rob?
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm putting my things in this box.
Why?
I quit.
You what?
I quit. Today is my last day.
What? No! You can't do that!
Sure I can. Carol and I talked this morning.
But...
April Fool!
Wait, really? It's a joke?
Yes, don't worry. I didn't quit. Today is April Fool's Day.
That's right. And you really fooled me.
You and your friends can play jokes on one another today.
Right.
So be careful. Don't let someone fool you again.
Okay. Maybe I can play a joke on someone else.
What are you doing, Alex?
Hi, Susie. I'm creating something.
Oh? What?
A plan for a joke. Today is April Fool's Day.
Oh, did Rob play a joke on you?
Yes. Did he play a joke on you?
Yes. Let's play a joke on Rob together.
That's a great idea.
Abby, look, the company president just walked in.
Really? Where? Where?
April Fool!
Oh, you played a joke on me.
Of course. Today is April Fool's Day.
Oh, that's right. Do you often play pranks on people?
Sometimes I do, but I'm careful.
Careful? Why are you careful?
Because I don't want to be mean. I don't like mean pranks.
Did you play a prank on anyone today, Taylor?
I played a joke on Susie with a fake spider.
April Fool's Day can be so much fun.
Yeah. It's a great day to laugh with friends.
Or at them.
Don't play too many jokes on your friends.
Why not?
Because they may play a prank on you.
Don't worry. People don't fool me very often.
Hi, Abby. Are you looking for someone?
Hi, Taylor. I'm looking for Rob.
You're looking for me? Why?
Carol wants to see you.
Oh, I wonder why. Did I do something wrong?
I don't know, but maybe you should go find out.
This prank is a great idea.
Yeah, it's Alex and Susie's idea.
Now we all get the last laugh.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie. Moms and dads think about their kids every day. But there is one day when everyone thinks about children. That day is called Children's Day. Different places celebrate Children's Day on different dates. November 20th is Children's Day in many places around the world. Some countries work on this day. Other countries get a day off. Everybody has rights. On Children's Day, we think about children's rights. Kids can learn about their rights. Children are the future. Every child should be safe. Children should be healthy too, and every child should feel loved. But some children are not safe, healthy, or loved. Children's Day is a great day to help them. Some people visit sick children in hospitals on Children's Day. Others help poor children. There are many fun things for kids to do on Children's Day. Some cities have fairs just for kids. Go to a zoo or museum. They often make Children's Day special too. Kids are important. Remember that on Children's Day. Thanks for watching us today. We'll see you next time right here on LTE TV. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. In this part of the show, we ask you some questions. Peter will answer my question, but you can answer it at home, too.
Okay, Katie. What's your question?
Here it is. What date is Children's Day in many places around the world?
Whoa, that is a tough question, Katie. It was sometime in November, right?
That's right. Children's Day is sometime in November. But what is the date?
Oh, not just the month. Okay, let me think. It is November and the 20th?
Wow, Peter, you got it right. Good job. Was that just a lucky guess?
A guess? Of course not.
Peter, that's amazing. Friends, could you answer that question? Let's take a short break right now.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back. In our nature lesson this week, we got to talk about Jim's son's new pet. It was a rabbit.
Yeah, Jim's son is learning a lot about responsibility and how to care for the new bunny. That's great. Now it's time to watch all the features again.
Hello, everyone. This is Jack's File. And I'm Jack. Today, I'm trying to do some magic tricks. Magic tricks are fun. You can make things disappear or make strange things happen. When people see the trick, they think it's magic. Okay, do you see this coin? I can make it disappear. Watch. This man is a magician. That means he does magic tricks. He does magic to entertain people and make them wonder. Magic is not real. This man can't really make things appear and disappear. But he can make you think they do. Now, he will make a piece of cloth disappear. Watch carefully. He holds the cloth in his hand. Then he closes his hand and pushes all the cloth down into it. He shakes his hand and opens it. What happened? The cloth is gone. How did he do that? Now he reaches into his pocket and pulls something out. It's the cloth. Wait, it's not just one cloth. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cloths. That's amazing. Let's watch another trick. Many magicians use a big black hat. He shows you a black hat that is empty. Then he waves his hand over the hat. He reaches inside and pulls out some flowers. Wow, how did he do that? Being a magician takes a lot of practice. You have to practice all the tricks very carefully. Well, I can't show you my magic trick now. It's not ready. I need a lot more practice. Maybe I can show it to you another time. I like to watch people do magic. Some tricks are really amazing. Now I'm going to disappear, okay? Everyone, close your eyes and count to three. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
The things you do or say that people notice along life's way. What you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you're talking about. Attitude is how you act, not just talk the talk and given the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace. Doing things can be more fun, turn a storm into the sun. Doing things can be more fun, turn a storm into the sun. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's a place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's a place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way.
Don't let your attitude get in the way, get in the way.
Now let's give it up to Jason. What you gotta say?
It's not the things you do or say that people notice along life's way. When you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you are talking about. Attitude is how you act, not just talk the talk and give it the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace.
You bring things can be more fun. Turn the storm into the sun. Doing things can be more fun. Turn the storm into the sun. Good or bad comes from the heart. You have to start in the things you do today. Don't let your attitude get in the way. Good that comes from the heart. That's a place you have to start in the things you do today. Don't let your attitude get in the way.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about jokes. And here to answer our questions is Sean Smiley.
Hey, Rob. Good to be here. I just flew from New York, and boy, are my arms tired.
Huh? Oh, flew like... You are flying like a bird and not in an airplane. That's funny.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Sean, you are a comedian.
That's right. I tell jokes to make people laugh.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Kai Chang of Shanghai, China. Kai writes, I am joining an English speech contest. I need some funny jokes to put in my speech. Can you tell me a few jokes?
Of course, Kai. I love telling jokes. Here's a funny one. What goes up but never comes down?
I don't know. What goes up but never comes down?
Your age!
Oh, that's funny.
So, here's another one. What travels around the world but stays in one place?
I don't know. What travels around the world but stays in one place?
A stamp!
Oh,
oh, here's a good one. What do you get when you throw a white hat into the Red Sea?
A red hat?
No! A wet hat!
Oh! I just thought of one. What dog can jump higher than a building?
Jump higher than a building? I don't know.
Any dog. Buildings can't jump.
That was a good one.
Oh, that was fun. I laughed a lot today. I hope you laughed a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
It's so beautiful up in these mountains.
Yeah, it is. Hey, did you see that bird? Whoa, hey, did you see that? Amanda, where did you go?
I'm down here.
Oh, why are you on the ground?
Because you...
Say no more, say no more. I will help you up. A good friend will. If you're a friend... I am a good friend.
Every good friend should be helpful.
Yes, every good friend should be helpful.
I am Super Sentence Man, and you just used today's super sentence. Every someone should be something. Now, just for fun, can you use this sentence in another way?
Okay, but first, help me.
He didn't ask you, Amanda. He asked me.
That's right, Amanda, my dear. Your turn will come soon. But first, Kyle.
Okay. Every man should be strong.
Okay. Every man should be strong. Is that true? Now it is your turn, Amanda.
Every hiker should be careful.
That's a good one. Every hiker should be careful. I love this. Give me one more, Kyle.
Okay. Every sentence should be super.
Every sentence... That's my favorite one so far. Every sentence should be super. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, as I was saying, Amanda, every good friend should be helpful. Let me help you up.
Thank you.
Now, let's continue our hike. Follow me.
Ah!
Hey, come on. What's taking you so long?
Coming.
And that's the end of this review lesson. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that you were able to remember everything you learned this week.
Yes, remember to keep practicing. Then you won't forget. So make sure to join us back here on Monday. We'll see you then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.